A word for you from Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this to face judgment. There is one appointment not one of us will miss. In fact, none of us will even be able to be late for this appointment. There is nothing more certain than death, and there is nothing as uncertain as the time of dying. We should therefore be ready at all times for that which may come at any time. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this to face judgment. Somebody in the crowd urged the Lord Jesus to help him obtain from his brother a better share of the inheritance. The Lord responded with a warning. Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And Jesus told him this parable. There was a rich man, a productive man, who had plenty. He had power and prosperity and possessions, and he could live for pleasure. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? And this is how it will be with anyone who stores up for himself things but is not rich towards God. This rich man was productive. He had plenty of possessions. He had power and prosperity. He could live for pleasure. But he was unprepared for eternity. He had no greater purpose than accumulating wealth and living for pleasure. The Lord Jesus calls this man a fool. Psalm 14 verse 1 declares, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile, and there is no one who does good. The rich man was living like a practical atheist, as if God did not exist. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But this man did not fear God. He did not even seem to think about God. That is foolish. Proverbs 1 teaches that those who do not choose to fear the Lord, the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. The rich man was a fool, because he was unprepared for eternity. Each one of us should be constantly ready to die and to face God's judgment, because death can strike each one of us at any moment. The rich man, this parable in Luke 12, was a self-centered fool. 11 times in just 3 verses, the man says, me, myself, and I. He was a doomed fool, a godless fool, unprepared for eternity, and therefore a doomed fool. Jesus warned us, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.